Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast and say with me, oh my nation. I hope you all are taking very, very good care of yourself and must be waiting for me, that which is the new concept I will be bringing for you. Well dear all, your waiting time is over as today. From the pages of the past, a concept, a different concept I have brought for you all, and which is very, very useful in this present scenario. Well, that concept is related to the feelings, or I can say emotions. Well dear all, emotions are something which play a very important role in the lives of human being, isn't it? Human beings, they are those creatures of the Almighty which are created in such a way that emotions do come from their hearts in any particular situation, any situation. I hope you all are agreeing with me. Well, dear all, before I start today's episode, let me ask you one question. Are you an emotional individual? Well, there is nothing wrong in being an emotional individual. But do you think, yes, this is a question for you all, do you think that emotions do play an important role in the lives of those who are running after the material things in this life? Do you think emotions have some place in their lives? Well, this is a big question mark in my mind, and I have put another in your mind, isn't it? So start thinking and thinking, and then let me know what you feel as an individual. Well dear all, your intellect may be confused, but your emotions will never lie to you. Roger Ebert said this beautifully. And yes, it is very, very correctly said that your emotions are always true. Your feelings for anything, it can be for an individual, it can be for some kind of work which you are doing with full dedication. Your emotions are always true. They can never say lie to you. And Indian philosophers, they have placed this word emotion in the books of histories for you all, and they have given different concepts related to this word. We will be understanding, be with me, understand this word, the concept of emotion in the classical Indian philosophy. You will be understanding with me, and yes, be with me in this journey, the emotional journey. Well dear all, emotions are discussed within the context of bhakti movement. We have learned about this movement, bhakti movement, where there was an emphasis. The emphasis was on the love for the Supreme Being. And that is something which is missing in the present day. When someone is performing devotional service, oh, the bhakti, that should be done with a pure heart. Nothing should be there in the mind or in the heart. No expectations from the Lord should be there. that is the true unconditional love, and that is missing. And that was there in the bhakti movement, and that form of emotion aroused at that time. Terms used in the Sanskrit text include Vedana, which means feeling, Bhava, another word for feeling, and other individual emotions which were being used in the Sanskrit text were Raga, love attraction, aversion, then Harsha, which means joy, Bhaya, fear, Shoka, sorrow, so many Sanskrit words, okay? All they are related to some kind of emotions. But here I would love to highlight a very interesting concept, which is very, very common in India and the West, the relationship of emotions with the mental phenomena, and that is cognition. Now you must be thinking that why I'm saying all this. Dear all, we are understanding the emotional journey. Okay? We are understanding the emotional journey of this word emotion. So let us understand this in a different way. Well, dear all, if you will find different books, you will find one thing in the views of Plato, Aristotle, Stoics, that they have highlighted, they have stressed on the destructive role of emotions. And why they have highlighted this, they have made us understand one clear thing, that there is a relationship between the cognition and the feelings or the emotion. Cognition, according to them, they are representational thoughts. They are regarded as the rational ones, okay? And they are capable of representing the external world based on the available evidence, right? Which means that they help in decision making. And that is why when you are using your reasoning capacity, your cognition, your cognitive thinking, you are able to understand, you are able to take decision. But what happens suddenly if some kind of emotions, they come inside you, okay? They become an obstacle to rational thought, okay? And that is why many philosophers, they have regarded emotions as an obstacles. Emotions, they just make you weak from inside, from your heart. You're not able to think in a right way. Okay? So, your mind, or I can say the intellect, is something which is related to the cognitive thinking, which is related to the cognition, and it thinks with a reason, it thinks logically, and your emotions are something which does not think logically, right? So that is why you're not able to take right decisions when you get emotional. And in this practical world, that is why the emotional people, they are always termed as emotional fools, isn't it? But they are always honest, trust me. That is my feelings, that is my emotions. In a grip of feelings, a person acts against his or her better judgment, and that is what the great philosophers have thought. Right, now focusing on the Indian philosophy, where the stress on liberation was given. And Indian philosophy And Indian philosophy has always stressed that if one is able to free the mind from the feelings, one can attain liberation. One can attain whatever he or she wants. And for that, different accounts, like I'm giving you some example, Nyaya Vaisheshika account. According to this account, individual emotions such as attachment, aversion are regarded as defects or the doshas, right? All the impurities, right? And because of all these impurities, these defects in the individual, sufferings, they do follow them. That is the reason behind the sufferings of all. And that I'm not saying Nyaya Vaisheshika account, Vaisheshika, okay, this is an Indian philosophical account. And from where this thought has come, that individual emotions or the attachments, they are the reasons for the sorrow. When you are getting attached to something and that thing goes away from you or becomes a reason for a sorrow for you, obviously you follow, or I can say only one thing follows you, and that is sufferings. And it's very true. In Vedanta account, the idea of self experience is important, and for that they have highlighted that if you remove ignorance from your mind, if you have a true knowledge of yourself and you remove everything which is surrounding you from your mind, you can think only about your mind at that particular time, and you will be able to think without emotions. So Vedanta account is like that. Emotions will be eliminated in this way. Right, another important account is Samakhya Yoga. Okay, some Samakhya Yoga account, which does not draw distinction between feelings and cognition, and it focuses on Purusha, which means pure consciousness, having no feelings. Okay, and it focuses on Prakriti. According to this account, is having three gunas, sat, okay, rajasa and tamasa. These are the three different aspects. I'm not going in detail, but I will brief you about them, as these gunas are very common in all of us and it will help you in your life too. Like those who are having pure qualities, they belong to sat gunas. Okay, those who are only having emotions, sorry, not emotions, those who are having only pure things, who are not affected by anything around them, they are having sat gunas. Rajasa, they are always having emotional thoughts in their minds. Whatever they do, they use their emotions in that, right? And the third one is tamasa, which means ignorance. Those who are living in the world of ignorance, they are just doing their work and they are thinking whatever they are doing, that is the best. They are not bothered about emotions or even about the good things of the world. Three kinds of individuals in this world, and that is very true, right? Such individuals, they also attain one knowledge, and that is the ultimate knowledge of Supreme Being. But that is something which comes to them at the later stage of their life. Sat people, those who are having sattvic qualities, those who are free from any kind of attachment or any kind of emotions or any kind of ignorance, they are the sattvic individual, and they are the individuals who are the examples for others to follow. And yes, dear all, we all are here understanding the concept of emotions. Emotions do have a very, very important role in our lives, but use them judiciously. Yes, I'm using such a word, scientific word here. Why I'm using such word? As when you are using it in abundance, what happens? Other person may take advantage of you. He or she may take advantage of you, and you might get hurt some time at any point of time. So I don't want all of you to be affected or be influenced by anything in the life, and that is why I'm saying use your emotions judiciously and be happy. Tears have no weight, but it carries heavy feelings. I don't want all of you to waste your tears for anyone in your life and live your life happily. That is the message for you all from my side. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take a very, very good care of yourself and bye-bye.